this is the Left, Right and Center, and I'm Maria Shakil. It's a big day for Indian space program and space enthusiasts. Today, we get to meet the Fantastic Four, the four astronauts who will be on Indian space mission Gaganyaan. The Gaganyaan mission is India's first human space flight program, for which extensive preparations are underway at various ISRO centers. The four astronauts on your television screens are Prashant Nair, Angad Pratap, Ajit Krishnan and Shubhanshu Shukla. All of them are Air Force pilots. The Gaganyaan project envisages a demonstration of human spaceflight capability by launching crew members into low Earth orbit up to 1 week mission and bringing them back safely to Earth by landing in Indian sea waters. Prime Minister Narendra Modi, who today revealed the four astronauts at an event at ISRO, said that it's a big moment for India. We have a fantastic panel lined up for you to discuss all the aspects and importance of this mission. But first up, let's listen in to what the Prime Minister said.
हर राष्ट्र की विकास यात्रा में कुछ क्षण ऐसे आते हैं जो वर्तमान के साथ ही आने वाली पीढ़ियों को भी परिभाषित करते हैं। आज भारत के लिए ये ऐसा ही क्षण है। कोई भारतीय अंतरिक्ष में जाने वाला है, लेकिन इस बार टाइम भी हमारा है, काउंटडाउन भी हमारा है और रॉकेट भी हमारा है।
And let me bring in my guests. Pallav Bagla, our in-house expert here in the studio. We have Air Vice Marshal Manmohan Bahadur. We have Lieutenant General Madhuri Kanitkar. Ravi will also be joining us. He's a former NASA scientist. Pallav Bagla, beginning with you, the significance of this announcement and the announcement being made by the Prime Minister himself.
Well, very significant, because for many years we knew who the astronauts were, but I was not able to give you the names or pictures. Today, the Prime Minister himself has revealed the names of the four designated astronauts. They are all Indian Air Force test pilots, the best of the best, the cream de la cream of Indian Air Force. And Gaganyaan is India's single most expensive scientific mission ever to be undertaken on Indian soil. Hmm. It's going to cost 10,000 crore rupees. And the objective is to send up to three astronauts for up to 1 week in space and to bring them back alive. Very significant mission, because till date, independently, only three countries have been able to do it. Russia, or Soviet Union, United States of America, and China. Hmm. And China did it in 2003. For 21 years, no other country has even attempted to send an astronaut on its own capability to space. So India is attempting something which is very tough, but the Indian Space Research Organization is working very hard to make sure that all goes well. It's a long haul. It's a marathon. It's the start of a marathon, in my opinion. Hmm. Beyond 2025, we may see the first Indian astronaut going into space from Indian soil on an Indian rocket. Okay. And that would be a great moment.
Yes, absolutely. It's the biggest mission. And everything, as Prime Minister was saying, is Indian here. Lieutenant General Kanitkar, you're a physician, the highest serving lady officer. You were involved in the selection and the preparation. One thought certainly that can be asked, and since you're a woman yourself, why no woman astronaut?
I don't know whether it's... I think the answer is in what the Prime Minister said today. It's 140 million going up in space. So why are we getting into gender over here? And if you remember, if the rest of the speech, which you didn't show, there were 500 women who are contributing to this success. So is it about an I going up in space, or is it a we did it together? So I think time will come. At the moment, we needed test pilots. We don't have them in the Indian Air Force. They're just sort of yet... You know, they've already become fighter pilots, but not yet test pilots. And you need, I think our Honorable Prime Minister really put it in a nutshell. It's the aspirations of 140 million. It's this thing of 500 women supporting and everything Indian. I think that's what is makes each one of us so proud.
Yes, so let's talk about the skill sets here. And Air Vice Marshal Manmohan, I want to understand from you, what are these skill sets? Because, you know, being a test pilot, how is that different from others? And what advantages will Gaganyaan really give us?
Okay, let's talk of the special qualities required in an astronaut, for example. While there are medical issues, which General Kanitkar is more adept at talking about, but when you're talking of professionalism, the test pilot is the creme de la creme in the sense that he is not only a pilot, but he's almost an engineer, because the test pilot's course that happens in Bangalore at the Aircraft and Systems Testing Establishment, it's a team of pilots and engineers that fly together, work together, write the reports together. So a test pilot is not only a pilot, but he knows the mechanics, the electronics, and other things that go into making his machine. So he flies a machine which has not been flown by anyone else before. That's why he's the experimental test pilot. So the accuracies with which he flies, and more importantly, the deductions he gets from the way the aircraft behaves and performs, that goes into the designing and the further amplification of the flight profile of an aircraft. So the test pilots have been chosen for this mission because this is unique. This is first of its kind, and you require the skill sets of a test pilot to come in when he's going up into space. You talked earlier about why no women. The doctor said that there are no women test pilots right now. The test pilot's course is a one-year duration, and you have to be a good operational person before becoming a test pilot.
Okay.
So our ladies are yet to come to that stand. To that level of experience in service.
Okay. Ravi, you were called the astronaut maker by late APJ Abdul Kalam. I want to understand from you, as someone who was involved in the training of Kalpana Chawla, when you heard about the four Indian astronauts, the name being declared, what is the thought that came to your mind?
Well, it was a very, very elated moment for me because always wanted to support not only as an Indian, you know, I wanted to support Indian space program and seeing Indians going in space. Many times, you know, when I launched Kalpana Chawla twice, there was a saying that, okay, she's Indian, but she's also American, you know. So that thought really bothered me a little bit. And I guess now I'm very, very certain that I heard about a few Indians coming to, Houston trying to get their training and stuff like that. And, you know, way back in 97, I met Dr. Kasturi Rangan, and we are trying to get the Indians on board on the ISS. And I built the ISS with my team over a period of 10 years. And now I'm so happy that ISS will be the first jumping off platform for, you know, Indians to live and work in space. You know, that's the legacy we want to live, that leave behind, that, you know, mankind about 100,000 years ago, he just traveled the earth. Now we are really going and living in space, which is amazing for a country like India to do, you know. And as true Indian, as a true Indian engineer, you know, my heart is all Indian, you know.
Yes, absolutely. I think it's a very, very proud moment for all of us. Vallabh Bagla, only three of them will eventually go to space as part of the Gaganyaan mission. What happens to the fourth astronaut? How does it actually play out?
Well, it's very tough on the person who doesn't go up, but it's not one mission. There could be several missions, and everybody could get an opportunity to fly. They've been on the rolls for several years. Some of them, for the age, is catching up with them, but scientists at ISRO tell me that for the Gaganyaan mission, age is not a factor. it's the health of a person. And finally, one of them would fly. But let me also tell you, it says up to 3 and up to 1 week. So you may not see 3 astronauts going up in the first mission. It could be 1 or 2, and it could be a single orbit or just for a day. These are test missions. Finally, you would see 3 astronauts can be accommodated in the Indian crew module. Let me also add for you, when I interviewed the ISRO chairman, Sri S. Somanath, he told me, in the next lot, we could well have women in the astronaut crew pool, and they could, they need not be test pilots. Okay. They could be mission specialists.
Okay.
Because initially, when you're testing the whole flight module for the first time, like Air Vice Marshal Manmohan Bahadur Soda told us, you need people who have special skill sets. But beyond that, you will also need mission specialists, and Indian women are very capable, and ISRO is talented lot of women. We could see women flying on Gaganyaan very soon. But my own love and affection is that when we have an astronaut going up from the NASA ISRO mission for the International Space Station, we could well accommodate a woman, and any fighter pilot could well be accommodated, because the fighter pilots are well trained. They may not be test pilots, but the American rocket is not new. So we could accommodate a woman if we wanted to. But ISRO says that they want to have a person from within the pool because they want the learnings to come back.
Okay. So, Lieutenant General Kanitkar, in terms of preparations, the 4 astronauts actually trained at Russia's Yuri Gagarin Training Center for a period of a year. Besides that, what was the nature of preparations they have undergone, and for how many months and years?
Yeah, see, I mean, I'm not an aviation medicine specialist, but there are 2 things I want to bring in here. When this, and what, again, I'll quote the Honorable Prime Minister, who said it's a whole nation. It was an all of nation effort. And when this mission was being planned, I remember Pallav bringing it to the notice of the principal scientific advisor and me as a member of this TIAC, that, you know, what is the scope? And that is where Dr. Vijay Raghavan and myself, we visited the IAM Bangalore, which is our Air Force aviation medicine base, which has a whole lot of simulators, capabilities, and ability to do research in the various aspects that are required in preparing. Because it's not about just this one mission, right? It's a story that we want to put Indians up in space. And therefore, there has to be a continuum. It's not of one of a kind that we send them this. It has to be a learning method and indigenous. So there are so many technologies, whether it's the kind of toothpaste they're going to wear, use, or whether it's a puke bag, or, I mean, there are so many things that you would need in space. So there's no fun in just getting all those stuffs ready from, you know, the previous 3 countries, but it's something that we are developing indigenously. I think that is a more important aspect. And like the others have said, that, you know, there would be opportunities of women joining in. But this preparing the mind and the body, I think that is not just the physical fitness, but the mental fitness. And in that, I'm sure they're going through all the Indian things also, whether it's meditation, yoga, to get a very, very fit mind and a fit body.
Yes. And Air Vice Marshal Manmohan, you know, this mission will certainly demonstrate India's human space flight capability by launching astronauts to an orbit of 400 kilometers above the Earth. So in terms of bringing them, back to Earth safely, what do you think will be the challenges at that stage?
Oh, there are a lot of challenges. There are not 2 ways about it. Our propulsion technology is proven. But remember, when humans are going in, that has to be human certified. So, as per the media, the rocket has undergone that human running test that is certified for human beings to be launched. But there are many more things there. The crew module is one. The escape module is the other. The physics behind putting the aircraft in the correct orbit, firing of motors, thrusters at the right time for the right amount of time, all these lot of physics, the calculations that come in. And when you are recovering the astronauts, the recovery would be in the Indian Ocean. The Indian Navy is deeply involved. They are already practicing along with ISRO. And the astronauts have undergone training, underwater training, the fact that they have to get out and swim. So their physical training, their sea survival, that is a very important part, because the recovery for us would be over the sea. So all these things put together have to gel together in that one launch that happens, the first launch that is, and everything has to click. There is no margin for error anywhere in the system. As you previously asked, as the doctor said, this is a stepping stone for a space program that is not one of its kind, but for decades and maybe centuries to come.
Yes.
So we have to build on the information that is brought back, learn from it for more complicated missions.
Okay.
And distant missions, including to the moon and other planets.
Okay, I have just enough time for Ravi. Ravi, the choice here is that these are Indian Air Force officers. They are either wing commanders or group captains. So they have undergone extensive experience working as test pilots as well. Would you then say that they are perhaps the best of the lots, and that is the reason why this selection? They are already trained.
I won't say that. I'll tell you why. Because, you can launch. I got to launch about 100 space shuttles, okay? And each one had about 7 astronauts in them, almost average. And it, if astronaut job was most difficult job in the world, mine was the second most difficult job, launching astronauts. And you can launch 100 rockets, and you cannot guarantee the 101st launch will be totally successful. So on my side, yes, you have to be trained well, and these astronauts will be trained well. Maybe some of them will be in Houston for some time or a long time. That's what I hear from my people. And as I said, it is very, very important that they have the, capability in them to fly, but also to make sure that any unforeseen circumstances which pop up during the liftoff, which is the most dangerous stage, once we clear Max-Q and we go about T plus 5 minutes or whatever after liftoff, that's the best time, I can go to sleep, And as far as women are concerned, I think I see no problem India sending women, because, I think I've sent many women in space from Kennedy Space Center, including Kalpana Chawla and Pamela Melroy, who is my astronaut friend now. And they are fully capable. But I think it's what ISRO chose. So I don't want to recommend, say anything on that.
All right. Thank you so much for your thoughts, Ravi. Lieutenant General Kanitkar, Air Vice Marshal Manmohan, and Pallav Bagla here in the studio. Thanks so much for joining us and sharing your thoughts. The entire debate on NDTV.com. Thanks so much for watching.